guys ready to move? 110 beats per minute. Wave your arms around. Breath. This is your time to get your blood moving. Walk around the house. Dance in your front yard. If you're at your desk at work, stand up. I'm very proud of you. I think you're almost ready. You're almost there. Yep, you're ready for the Keto Health Project. Hey everyone, I hope you guys had a fabulous week on keto, and I know this recording is a little bit late in the day, so you might not have gotten much out of the music. Not everybody likes to exercise at night, but I do try to do some walking in the evening. Right now I have over 7,200 steps, so it's over my $6,000 step goal, but under the 10,000 I know I can do. But I had a very busy day today, so I'm going to forgive myself. I have another segment with Yolanda coming up. Every week, we are going to check in and see how our week went. Tomorrow's my one-year anniversary on keto, and this week is Yolanda's first week. She's moving, so it's been kind of slow for her getting started, but she thinks that this week she'll be getting more into it. Personally, I think that she is going to ease into a keto way of eating a lot differently than I did it. I did it cold turkey, but it sounds like she's going to want to slide into it. So we'll see how that works out. But before we get to that, I have some call-ins.
My pleasure. It's an interest to me because, though I was in ketosis couple of years ago, whilst I was marathon and ultra running, and I've dabbled with it a little bit, so I have some understanding and interest, so that's why I would find people who are relatively interesting. As for engaging on here, some, if you have a YouTube channel, tend to record on YouTube and then turn it into, on here you can turn it into audio, and then you get the engagement, or post on different platforms. Once you've done on here, you can share it to other platforms and then bring the engagement back in, and then they listen through your podcast. Other than that, probably just becoming involved in some generalized conversation if you can. I guess becoming part of the community, which is what I did, it means I've been able to become involved in other people with other people.
Thank you for your call in, Simon. So it sounds like you are familiar with ketosis, and as an athlete, I know ketosis is part of a really strict training regimen. You must have been pretty serious in what you were doing. I haven't used ketosis in that way, because right now I'm just in the getting fit and healthy stage, but I used to, for a short time, be pretty athletic, and I didn't know anything, never even heard of ketosis back then. So I'd be interested in seeing how it helps me athletically, because there's an athlete inside of me, let's just say that. We'll see if it comes out. And thanks for the advice about getting involved in communities and all that. I actually do have a YouTube channel. I just haven't used it for a while, so that's a good idea.
Hey, this is a Rambling Diva, and on your segment regarding watching the scale, I go through periods of time in my life that, yes, I do watch the scales, and then I go through other times where I don't care. I don't watch the scales at all. I just, every once in a while, will check, make sure that I'm maintaining and not gaining. But I think it's important that we check in on ourselves and make sure that we're, you know, not getting out of line for sure, because that's not healthy. So that's my take on it. Thanks.
Hey, this is Bernadette from MIF Lifestyle. Yeah, I haven't gotten on a scale in quite some time since my last doctor's appointment, nor do I want to get on a scale because I know I've gained weight. Like, I haven't exercised in God knows how long, and I wouldn't say my diet is awfully bad, but without the jumping rope and exercising, like, it's just not helping me. Like, I'm just basically maintaining like a stable weight. I think this is the weight that I'm meant to be at, but I can make some improvements and adjustments. And eventually when I make it back to the gym, yeah, I'll step on a scale, but it doesn't affect me negatively. But I know that people on the outside are looking, just because I'm this influential or this famous jump rope person, that should be looking small because of what I do. But, you know, I don't let it bother me as much. That's just me, but I know I need to lose some weight.
Thank you, Rambling Diva and Bernadette Henry. You both are great examples of our relationship with the scale. You know, I run the gamut from one end of knowing that the scale can be important in tracking my progress to the other end of think I'll keep away from the numbers and just use my clothes. But both of you make really good points, and I am very grateful that you called in. And I have listened to all three of your shows, Simon and Rambling Diva and Bernadette Henry, so I appreciate what you guys put out there, and I'm going to continue to visit. I'm now about to play the interview with Yolanda, and hopefully Anchor will not eat that.
Keto, keto, keto time. Oh, hello?
Is this my keto buddy?
Buddy, yes. Buddy, yes. It's keto, keto, keto time.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to save that. That's going to be our...
Nice.
Yes, yeah, that's going to be our little intro. It's keto.
That's sweet.
Keto time.
And that was just right off the top of the dome.
There you go. That's the best one.
Oh,
well, it's been a busy week for you.
Yes.
So, how did it go?
I think I did better than I thought I would do.
Yeah.
Most people would be lying in a puddle somewhere in a fetal position, but I'm here. So, since last week, I was purposely like thinking about, I think I was even more super conscious about what I was eating and how I was feeling after I ate it.
Uh-huh.
Based on our last conversation, and I kept running through my mind. And I had this little tiny list of things that you were saying that you could, that were on, perhaps on a list for a person
mm-hmm.
eating in a keto fashion.
Right.
So I actually, on Friday, no, yeah, Friday,
mm-hmm.
I actually ate some beef.
Oh, did you? You're
like,
not.
No, and I'm not a big meat person. Actually, went to some restaurant on Friday night, and I'd never been there before. It's in my new area that I'm moving to, and I had a hamburger.
All right. With no bun?
No, it had a bun. But it was so slimy, I actually took part of the bun off. Because it kept like moving, it was bugging me, and I was like, "This is too much bread." And I'm not the huge, I'm not a huge bread, rice, or potato fan.
Yeah.
Like I know some people, you know, they probably have tattoos of potatoes and rice and stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, I like a little bit of pasta, but I also know that I don't want something messing with my blood sugar.
Right.
So. I end up, I remember like taking, I was like, this is ridiculous. This sandwich is fussy. So I took the top bun off because I just thought it was too much bread to deal with.
Did you say fucking?
Hmm?
Did you say
it was fussy? It was fussy. It was a fussy little sandwich. F-U-S-S-Y.
That maybe your food was fighting you back.
No, it was. It was kind of fussy. It was like, you will eat me. You will eat all of this bread. I'm like, no, the proportions are wrong. Who came up with this?
It is pretty funny how when you stop eating bread, you notice how much bread people expect you to eat. Croutons as big as your hand. You know?
Yeah, it's silly.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
I'm a delicate creature. I can't really take croutons. They cut up the roof of my mouth. So that's out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I know that you haven't really gotten into keto 100% yet because you're moving and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you're eating bread, right?
Oh, yeah. I ate some bread on Friday. Oh, my God. But this week, I was thinking about this week, like just yesterday morning, I was like, you had eggs 3 times this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I had green beans at least twice. I had apples, a lot of apples this week. And I had the eggs, the apples, salad food, and all its manifestations.
Yeah.
Broccoli! I had a bunch of broccoli.
Broccoli is my favorite. So I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have trouble, do you think,